some more lessons that are in your new book, Can't Hurt Me. What do you think the big takeaways for people are going to be in the book?
Well, one big takeaway is I have this thing called the accountability mirror. And that's really where all this starts at. Trying to find the 40%, trying to find that 1 second, trying to armor your mind, trying to callous your mind. You know, all these things I have in this book, all these different mental tactics, mental tools to find how can I win the war in the morning. So a lot of us, we wake up already defeated. We wake up. So when you leave your house, even before you leave your house, life is coming at you very fast. It just is. It's the world we live in. People try to make it all clean and, oh my God, your outlook. No, it's just true. Life is coming at you fast. So you have to take advantage of the things that are in front of you that you can control. For me, I try to win the war in the morning, which means don't get up in the morning time and start losing, which is like hit the snooze button. Immediately in the morning, you already start to fail yourself. You're already falling behind the eight ball of life. You want to attack life already starting to put that armor on. Like before you go into combat, they give you body armor. You got to start putting that mental armor on every single morning you wake up. So when you get into that situation of life where your boss is angry or you're losing your job or you can't pay your bills or you're not making the money you should be making or your wife or your husband or kids, whatever comes at you of life, you've already started to put the mental armor on in the morning by winning the war against yourself in the morning. So when those things come at you through the day, you have something to fall back on, which is the fact that I've armored myself for this crap that's happening now. Versus saying, God, I got up late this morning, hit the snooze button, I didn't shave, I didn't shower, I rushed out the house and it snowballs. So when I'm going back to the accountability mirror is when I started this journey, I broke everything down to the smallest molecule. Like I said, I didn't think about running 10,000 steps. I didn't think about losing 106 pounds in less than 3 months. I thought about let's lose a pound. Like most people having that kind of daunting task in front of me, it's just not coming off fast enough. I quit. I'm done. Versus looking at all the small, great accomplishments you've done on this journey, taking that, you have to rebottle these accomplishments as more fuel. So the accountability mirror is just that. I had these sticky notes all over my mirror as, okay, today I'm not losing 106 pounds. Today I'm burning 3,500 calories today, which is a pound. That's what I'm doing. Today I will accomplish this goal. And I didn't put the 106 pounds up there. I had these, so the accountability mirrors, what did I do today and what didn't I do today? My dad messed me up, my mom messed me up, the kids that call me nigger messed me up, but now all that shit in my life is now mine to own. It's not mine, they're not coming back to help me. So now I have to now take this, repackage it, hold myself accountable for whatever life throws at me and start fixing it. It all starts with the reflection in the mirror, and that's my accountability mirror. Don't blame anybody for where you're at. Even if people may have helped you get there, don't blame them. This is how you fix yourself.
You know what I love about that, David? You know, this call is filled with a whole bunch of really high achievers, and maybe not all in athletics and maybe not all in business, but these are really high achievers. These achievers tend to put a goal in their head and they make their life or their year or their 5 years or their 10 years about that one goal. And then they get up to that goal and they accomplish it and they have 10 seconds of euphoria. And then all of a sudden they look around and there's another thing they got to go do. And that means that they have no happiness or joy. And what I hear you saying is you're saying, freaking enjoy the journey and yes, make little tiny victories that you can be your summits along the way, because that actual summit, it doesn't last long.
Right. Like I say to everybody, man, like the biggest trophy I have in my life is what I'm talking to you right now about. And this is very, you know, this is very surface. My book goes very detailed. But that is my, like, you know, we have to not live in that moment forever, because there can't be a finish line. There just can't be. The only finish line is death. But we have to enjoy the journey. We have to continue to find our new 100%. There's a tons of vets that I talk to, and they say, well, I don't have any, you know, I can't run anymore. I don't have any legs or whatever. I'm like, okay, roger that, man. So what is your new 100%? What can you do now with what you have? With what you have right now, what the hell is your new 100%? We can't worry about you don't have legs. We can't worry about that. We can't worry about any of this crap. What do we have to work with now? Let's find that new 100%. So that's why I keep on telling, there is no finish line, man. There's always a journey to either give back, to help out, to help yourself, to help others. Whatever you got to do, you're constantly pushing yourself to that next goal, that next new level.